They are good. Okay, we are recessing as the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors and convening as Flood Control and Water Conservation District. And first, we're going to address that urgency item. Yes?
If the board would like to, staff will be presenting that.
Do you have some public comment first?
If the chair would like to do public comment first, that's fine.
No worries. You're good.
Let's do the urgency item first since you're there.
Hi, Lauren. Hi, I'm Jessica Skillen. I'm Deputy Director of General Services. As you know, we have new concessionaires that took over the lease at Lake Siskiyou Campground. We did a walkthrough with them last Monday. They have a list of items that they need to do. They're cleaning up the docks. They're cleaning up the property. They're doing a great job. One thing that did come up was severe roof damage of the general store. They are now open to the public. There's workers in there. Due to that damage, water has came through, and in their main office where they have their safe, where all their money is, their daily transactions, the roof has like caved down. They did all the cleanup, but it needs to be addressed immediately. We have public in there. There's mold in there. I did bring pictures if you want to see the outside and inside. They have cleaned up as much as possible, but this needs to be dealt with. They are getting quotes as we speak, and we need to get this roof fixed. That's the only thing that was pressing at the moment. We're working with them with the sewer system, with striping, road work. They are a great company to work with, and they are getting stuff done so it can be nice and beautiful and lucrative.
So I would have Natalie Reed County Council ask that staff provide to the clerk to distribute to the board the resolution declaring an emergency, and also make sure there's one available for the public.
Do you need seven total or six?
I need one for the public, one for me, and five for them, so seven total.
Six, and then one for the public?
Yep. Ready for pass this down?
Go ahead and make some comments while we're shipping that. Can we wait? So obviously the season's upon us that are getting ready to open, so I think we have to move forward. So it's pretty straightforward. Although I would like to understand what the cost and who's going to pay for that.
We did budget we knew that there was going to be some roof damage, but we didn't know it was going to be this expensive after the winter. So we do have budget that we'll have to spend before June.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments for Ms. Skillen?
Be straightforward.
Move to approve.
Second.
And that's to adopt the resolution that was just handed out, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Director Valenzuela. Director Hupp.
Aye.
Director Harris.
Aye.
Director Kobzeff.
Aye.
And Director Overit.
Aye.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, now we'll move on to public comment. Couple of comments. Any in the room?
No.
Okay, moving on to the minute approval from April 15th.
I've received no corrections.
Second.
Okay. Director Valenzuela.
Yep.
Director Hupp.
Aye.
Director Harris.
Aye.
Director Kobzeff.
Aye.
And Director Overit.
Aye.
Thank you.
And we will adjourn as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District. And convene as Assistant Power Authority. And a public comment? None in the room, any online?
None online.
None online. Item B, consent agenda.
Move to approve.
Second.
Director Valenzuela. Director Hupp.
Aye.
Director Harris.
Aye.
Director Kobzeff.
Aye.
And Director Overit.
Aye.
Thank you.
Item C, transfer of funds. Lake Siskiyou Hydroelectric Project, $70,000.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, Director Valenzuela.
Yep.
Director Hupp.
Aye.
Director Harris.
Aye.
Director Kobzeff.
Aye.
And Director Overit.
Aye.
Item D, Siskiyou Power Authority, discussion, direction, and possible action on the addendum to contract with HDR Engineering.
morning. Emily Harper, Project Coordinator, General Services. I honestly meant for that to be on consent agenda, and it was. I placed it on the wrong.
Valenzuela and Kopseff? Thank you. Alrighty, Supervisor, Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Harris?
Aye.
Director Kopseff?
Aye.
And Director Okren?
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll adjourn as Siskiyou Power Authority and Marine folks and convene as County Service Area 4. Do we have any public comment in the room? None? Any online?
None online.
Okay. Item B, General County Fire and Ramp Zone of Increased Benefit.
Move to approve.
Second.
Alrighty. Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Harris?
Aye.
Director Kopseff?
Aye.
And Director Okren?
Aye. We will adjourn as County Service Area 4 and reconvene as Siskiyou County. Always dangerous. Who are we? Oh, my God. Board Supervisors and item 11, appointments, County Clerk, appointment of one member to the unscheduled vacancy on the fleet. Lakeview Cemetery District.
Okay, this is an unscheduled vacancy on the Lakeview Cemetery District. This is for a term ending January 3rd of 2028. The board, or the clerk's office did the notice of vacancy, posted it in various locations as well as online and sent a press release to the local papers and our public information officer. The district was asked to post the boundary within the boundaries as well. And at this point, there was a gentleman who was interested in being on the district, but has not responded to emails. I've been asking him to become a registered voter in order to qualify, be eligible. His address appears to be eligible, but we need to actually be a registered voter. So if we could continue this one, that would be great. Yes, thank you. Okay, the second one is the unscheduled vacancy on the Aetna Cemetery District. This is one that's been continued from back in October of 2024. They do have a vacant position. The notice of vacancy, of course, had been posted way back when. I do have a letter of interest from an Altha Lindsay who is interested, and it took a little bit of doing, but we figured out that she is also, her address is eligible to serve. So it would be Altha, A-L-T-H-A, Lindsay is interested.
I'm
going to
appoint
Melville.
Second.
All right. Supervisor Valenzuela. Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Harris.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff.
Aye.
And Supervisor Okren.
Aye. To the chair. With regard to the cemeteries, I know there's been some dialogue in the past about combining. Is that anywhere going anywhere on LAFCO anywhere or anything? Because I know they were. All of them are struggling because, I mean, they're kind of worse off than the volunteer fire departments because of limited funding as well, but nothing?
Nothing at the clerk's level that I'm aware of.
It's not coming before Palatka, but that's a great idea for them.
Yeah, because they talked about it. I bumped into a few of some of the members, and they said, why can't we just consolidate? And I said, I think you just have to go through LAFCO. So.
And I think it takes one of them to take the initiative okay. to apply. Okay.
Thank you.
Right, so we did Aetna. Okay, so I've got also, this is an unscheduled vacancy on the May 10 Fire Protection District. This is a short term ending August 15th, 2026, and this is due to Millie Frelott's resignation. The clerk's office did the posting as we normally do, as well as the district was asked to post within their boundaries. I did have a letter of interest from Jackie Zediger. She is eligible to serve as a registered voter and living within the district boundaries.
Mm-hmm. To appoint Jackie.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you. Alrighty. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
And Supervisor Okren?
Aye.
Okay. And that's the last one here. Okay, this is a continued appointment to the Local Child Care Planning Council. This would be for a public agency representative, and the LPC has recommended Amanda Ellsmore to fill that position. And that was to appoint Amanda, correct? Alrighty, Supervisor Valenzuela? Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsett?
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogre?
Aye.
Okay, moving on to item 12, minute approval for April 15th.
No corrections on those?
Move to approve.
Okay.
Don't have to take with your choice then.
I got them. Okay, Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Hill?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsett?
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogre?
Aye.
Okay, moving on to public hearings. Item 13. We're going to open the public hearing for Community Development Planning Division. And this will be Pine Place Road. Presentation from staff.
Rachel Jarrett, Senior Planner. Thank you for being here today. This project is a proposed setback exception along Pine Place Road, which is a county road, to the 50-foot setback from center line and the 20-foot setback from property line to a reduced 10-foot setback from property line. The project is located along the entire length of Pine Place Road in the Indian Creek subdivision north of Happy Camp. The project was initially considered by the Planning Commission, where they approved the exception request. And although the Planning Commission approved the request, Siskiyou County Code requires both the Planning Commission and the Board of Supervisors to approve the request. No public comments have been received regarding this project, and staff recommends approval, and there is a recommended motion in the agenda worksheet for this project. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Your presentation of correspondence may be read, circulated, or acknowledged, and may be part of the record.
No correspondence at the clerk's level.
Okay. Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff or other county departments or public agencies. Proponents, arguments, and or evidence? Any in the room? Any online? Opponents, arguments, and or evidence in the room?
Any
online? Public comment? Any in the room? None online? No rebuttal from proponents?
None online.
No rebuttal from opponents?
None online.
Okay, we're going to close the hearing.
Yes, correct.
And we have any discussion from the board?
I'd be happy to make this motion so the Waits can continue to rebuild their property after the Slater fire. For the board, if you don't know, this road is not a whole lot more than a driveway, truthfully, with the setback, so I'll make the motion.
Second.
Call for a vote, Mindy.
All righty. Supervisor Valenzuela? Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsett?
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogre?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to the next one. We're going to open this hearing, and this is for the city weed, non-crime, agriculture to rural residential agriculture.
And bless the city of weed.
Sorry.
Just because we wouldn't have jurisdiction.
This would be true.
Yeah.
Thank you. Rachel Jarrett, Senior Planner. This is in the county's jurisdiction, adjacent to the city of Weed. They do have a Weed address, but they are still in the county's jurisdiction. It's a proposed rezone of a 13.72 acre parcel from non-prime agricultural to rural residential agricultural with a 5-acre minimum parcel size in order to facilitate the subdivision of the property into two 6.86 acre parcels. The project, as I mentioned, is located adjacent to the city of Weed at the address of 9222 North Old Stage Road. And the existing parcel is already developed with a single family dwelling and accessory structures. The project, again, was initially considered by the Planning Commission, where it conditionally approved the tentative parcel map portion of the project, and they recommended to the Board of Supervisors to adopt the CEQA exemption for the project and approve the proposed rezone. No public comments have been received regarding this project, and staff recommends approval. There is a recommended motion in the agenda worksheet for this project. Thank you.
Thank you. Presentation and correspondence?
None at the clerk's level.
Okay. presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff or other county departments or public agencies. Okay. Proponents, arguments, and or evidence in the room? Any online?
None online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence in the room? Any online?
None online.
Public comments in the room?
None online.
None online. Rebuttal by proponents, any in the room? Any online?
None online.
That's a little redundant. Rebuttal by opponents in the room?
None online.
Online. We'll close the hearing.
Nope.
Nope.
Sorry. It's going to be continued.
Ah.
And we do, since it's already been published, we can have the second on the 20th, if that works for the department.
I'm sorry?
May 20th, the next board meeting.
And any discussion by members of the board?
So, just a question. I mean, I support this. I get it. But why were the conditions put on this split? Are these the same conditions that were placed on the property prior? Or what drove that dialogue?
No, so conditions are placed on parcel map projects when agencies comment on it regarding their authority. So for example, the road department, they would comment and say they need an encroachment permit for the new driveway. So that would go as a condition of approval for the parcel map. And so the different agencies comment, and we add their comments in as conditions.
So for instance, I think Cal Fish and Wildlife commented on, is it bird nesting? I think it is, and they can only do veg removal from September through December or something to that effect.
They had quite a few comments. Those were initially added as conditions of approval. However, the Planning Commission decided to have the project modified to remove those conditions.
Okay.
So it's coming to you guys with the tentative parcel map that was approved by the Planning Commission, which does not have a number of comments that were originally in the project.
Good.
As conditions.
Thank you. Good. That was a little concerning.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would move to I'm approving.
It would be approve the first reading and then continue.
Yeah, and continue to May
20th. Okay.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Valenzuela? Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
And Supervisor Okren?
Aye.
Thank you.
All right, with that, we're going to go to session.
No, we've got one more.
One more?
5J.
I have the information that Supervisor Kopsev requested.
Oh, that's great. Come
back. So in response to your questions, Chair Kopsev,
mm-hmm.
or Supervisor Kopsev, the program does both provide direct benefit and for staffing. The money that we receive at Public Health is for staffing and for the leases, as I mentioned earlier. The state supplies the direct funding for food for that population.
Okay.
For the $300, that is also for staff time, and it's for staff to attend farmers markets and promote good nutrition and, you know, using farmers markets as a source of.
So most of this sounds like it's all more educational.
Yes,
staffing.
Education.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the direct
and support, right?
Right.
Like, support around lactation and
okay.
other things. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That
sure.
helps. Move to approve.
Second.
Alrighty, Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yeah.
Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Okren?
Aye.
Thank you.
Did you want to take board and staff before you go into public?
I would love that. I don't know if I do it afterwards.
That would be meanwhile there's an audience.
No, we can do it after if you prefer.
No.
That way we can just go. Who'd like to go first?
I'm Angela Davis, County Administrator. I would like to take the time to recognize Supervisor Haupt. He is receiving his 10-year service pin today, so we are excited about that. As well as I would like to recognize that Supervisor Haupt was presented by the American Forest Resource Council, which is AFRC, the Tillicum Award in recognition of his leadership and advocacy on behalf of our public lands and rural communities. So we just wanted to thank Supervisor Howe for representing Siskiyou County.
Legislative days here recently. It was very well attended, and a lot of knowledge to be gathered, and a lot of networking. Thank you.
Supervisor Harris?
Just a couple things on the 22nd. I was at the Tule Lake Cornerstone Senior Advocacy Group senior lunch. They still continue to have problems doing meals on wheels and stuff for the seniors up there, so it's active. Thing I'm working on, and then on the 25th, I was able to go down and be part of the DARE graduation in McLeod. I always enjoy those. So,
Supervisor Clapson,
The 21st, attended a meeting with Catfish and Wildlife for the volunteer VLP local program. It's on the wolf. And that's kind of ongoing. Also attended First Five, chaired that commission on the 23rd. And then I was also invited to a Zoom meeting with Humboldt Farm Bureau and Mendocino Farm Bureau with regard to the Eel River Dam removal. They were just looking for kind of some of the impacts that we've had with dam removal on the Klamath, and basically told them, make sure you dot the I and cross the D and get everything signed in blood if possible so that you don't have costs on the other side. And I told them that the main thing with dam removal that affected the river besides water quality and low fish numbers was the sediment release plugged up collier, would shut it down, and also some of the irrigators that took water off with that system. And come to find out, they have a municipality that draws directly from the Eel River, so that was informative to them. So I said, it's not permanent, but it's short term, and you better figure out how you're going to deal with it. So anyway, it was an interesting conversation. That's it.
Supervisor Howe?
Thank you. On the 17th, it's been a long time since we've been working. 17th, I was at the California Licensed Forest Group's breakfast in Wheaton. On the 19th, I attended the Firefighter Recognition Dinner last week. The 21st to the 24th, I was at the American Forest Resource Council Conference in Washington State. The conference was well attended, over 250 people there. The large emphasis was on the new administration's push on public and land management. The kind of the synopsis is that the Forest Service is largely in kind of a disarray, trying to figure out what to do. They had a lot of critical retirements associated with buyouts, and they're going through some reductions in force. A little bit of money, but from an industry's perspective, the small bump in output that the administration is pushing on is probably not going to make any difference from the standpoint of industry's perspective, as well as from a wildfire standpoint. Industry's pushing to double the output currently the Forest Service has to protect the public lands and protect the communities from a wildfire standpoint. A little bit of bump probably was insignificant from an industry-wide standpoint, because it's not enough to retool the industry to make that amount of product even valuable on the market, because they really don't want it. It's not enough to make investments to to bring the industry back up or to do anything economically for rural communities. So it's kind of where that stands. We had a parade of some officials from D.C. From Dents was there. The two videos from senators and congressmen from D.C. The associate chief of the Forest Service was there, Chris French, and then all those are regional foresters for the Pacific Northwest. They're a lot of staff. Good conference. Hope somebody else takes up the charge when I leave this post. It's pretty important to keep the county plugged into to what's going on with public lands across the West. That's my report.
And for me, April 17th, I was at the CLFA Foresters Breakfast in Mead, and also a COC all-members meeting in the afternoon. On the 19th, I presented awards at the Firefighter of the Year dinner. On the 21st, I chaired a behavioral health meeting. From the late the 22nd through the 24th, I was at the CSAC Legislative Conference in Sacramento with Supervisor Valenzuela. The 25th, there was a career technical education event at the fairgrounds, and that was put on by Siski Works. Students from all over the county were there, and that was a lot of fun to see those kids having a great day learning about all kinds of different technical training tools that they can learn and places that they could go to school later on in life. It was a lot of fun to see those kids having a good day. On the 30th was Denim Day, and I stopped by Siski Domestic Violence and shared a few minutes with them. On the 1st, I went down to Mount Shasta and participated in the prescribed burn that they were doing at, it was the Shasta Tea and Forest Service was doing a prescribed burn on 171 acres. It's the McBride Underburn Project, and they started at the Gateway Trailhead, and they did.
It was a big plume.
It was a very big plume, and it was pretty exciting at times. It got a little windy.
Always does when they do that.
Yeah, it kind of created its own weather, and it was a pretty cool project. They did a great job. I was there for a few hours, and by the time I got home, the smoke was all the way up here. And it was a fun morning to hang out with them. So they invited me back in the fall when they go again. And they had a lot of fun. They had footage from the day before when they burned, and they used a drone to draw fire. And that day, the second day they were doing it, they were just using real torches. But they had a good plan. They had a lot of people out there, and they were very efficient about what they were doing. It was a lot of fun to be there. So I appreciate that. And that's my report.
Through the chair, I'd like to add something to my report.
Sure.
So on the 25th, I have the CSAC Board of Directors meeting. And so I just want to let my fellow board members know one of the things when we do our minute mics. I brought up the fact that we're still in a drought, even though we've had a good water year, and the wolf presentation. I don't know if you saw the article in the LA Times regarding the wolves. Former Supervisor Ricker was quoted in there. And piggybacked on Supervisor Dave Crow from Codon. You know, they filed an emergency declaration last in counties. So I just want you to represent the board about our concerns at that level.
I brought it up in the rural caucus as well.
Yeah.
Okay, with that, we'll go into close.